And joining us this morning for a legislative update and a community connection, your 12th District State Senator, Brett Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Hey, congratulations. Looks like we've got some success with this workforce housing bill that you put forward.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I'm over here in Olympia this week. It's the final week of the legislative session. And yesterday, the bill came over back to the House for a final vote. Basically, what happened is we had approved the bill in the Senate earlier, but then it went through the House of Representatives and got an amendment in committee. And for any bill to pass the legislature, it has to pass both chambers, the House and the Senate, in the exact same form. And so yesterday, the Senate took a vote to concur or agree with the House changes, and that bill now with the legislative approval goes to the governor's desk for his consideration and hopefully his signature. So really excited about that and very excited for all the local stakeholders and some statewide stakeholders who supported that. But in particular, Steve Wilkinson from the Chelan Valley Housing Trust and your former mayor and former housing trust director, Mike Cooney, was very involved in this, as well as Chelan County, Sasha Slayman, and Commissioner Kevin Overbay, and so many others, the mayor of Leavenworth, and the Wenatchee Valley Chamber, and folks from organizations throughout the state. I mean, it was just great to get it across the finish line, but I can see why my colleagues have struggled with housing bills, because, you know, anytime there's trying to create a revenue stream for housing and not go with a new tax. I mean, the new tax is hard enough, but then when you try to find some existing revenue streams and make those available for some housing challenges, that's tough too. Mm-hmm. And the bill experiences that, but I was able to successfully, with the support of the stakeholders, kind of thread that needle and get bipartisan support through the process.
I understand, Senator, that there was some reluctance on behalf of the Chelan Douglas Port Authority to that piece of legislation. They felt that perhaps tapping into those funds would dilute it to the point that there wouldn't necessarily be enough to make anything of real value happen. Did that get resolved, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was interesting. You know, I had this huge group of supporters, including Cascade Medical and Confluence Health, and the bill passed the Senate and got over to the House, and the Ports Association actually came in kind of late in the game and expressed some concerns about that. I don't know that our Chelan Douglas Regional Port Authority had actually taken a position on the bill, but I think the reports were coming more broadly from the State Ports Association, and that's kind of the challenge I was talking about. So like with the housing bills, we have this growing significant challenge with housing. I mean, you've seen it in Chelan and Leavenworth, the Methow Valley with your listeners up there. The cost of housing have nearly tripled since 2012. And people who live in these communities and support the economies can't afford to live there. Well, so what are the options? Well, the legislature can say, well, we're going to create some new revenue streams, some new taxes for housing. And if you do that, half the legislature almost immediately opposes it. And I consider myself in that camp too, because I'm not eager to pass new taxes for anything. I think that's a really high threshold. But then, so what are the other options? You kind of have to look at the existing revenue streams that are coming back to cities and counties, like the lodging tax, for example. That's one option. Or this other portion of the sales tax, which my bill supports, use for housing, and try to fit those in as another permissible use within that revenue stream. And in this particular one, you know, I'm disappointed that some of the ports had concerns about it, but this particular stream that I'm fitting the housing infrastructure in is for economic development activities, and there's already a long list of permissible expenditures that county commissioners can use these funds for. So I was just trying to add in the housing infrastructure as one additional permissible use. I don't see it as breaking the bank, so I disagree with the Ports Association on that. But also, Jeff, you can't have economic development if you don't have a workforce. And you could create jobs in some of these communities, but if you don't have people to fill the jobs, you know, the restaurants aren't going to be able to stay open all days of the week, and other storefronts can't actually physically stay open. And that's kind of part of the challenge we're experiencing in some of these communities. And so the bill just moved on. I mean, there were some members of the House of Representatives, some Republicans that didn't support it. There were some Democrats in the Senate that didn't support it. And that was the challenge of actually trying to leverage a bipartisan bill and negotiate through this process when people on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers aren't universally supported. I mean, there are other bills that pass in the legislature that get unanimous support, but sometimes, honestly, those bills are sort of like statutory corrections and nothing burgers for legislation. I mean, and this housing bill was something new and significant, and it was challenging to get through. I'm thankful that so many groups in our state and in our local community supported it. And if a couple of port districts weren't thrilled about it, you know, we got to move forward. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. We've got 3 days left before this whole session wraps up. It's been fast and furious. Where are we with the budgets? It's always a big thing to get across the finish line.
Yeah, fast and furious, like the movie series. Yeah, well, fortunately, all three budgets, the capital budget, the transportation budget, and the operating budget have agreements now in place between the budget negotiators. The capital and transportation were approved over the weekend and early yesterday. The operating budget took until about 5 o'clock yesterday, and normally it takes a day or two to get all the budgets reviewed by the code revisors and sent actually to the printers to actually get digitally rendered and all this sort of stuff and made available to the public. So I think things are on schedule to adjourn on Thursday, March 10th. That's 3 days. So we have today, tomorrow, and the next day. But with the budgets now basically in agreement into the printers, they will be made public here soon. And the legislators, like myself, who I happen to be in Olympia this week, we will be getting budget briefings for the next couple days. And so that we can review those bills and consider the votes. Some of this information is not available publicly yet, but the legislators will be able to get briefed on those in advance.
All right. So this is going to be a fast few days for you. What comes after the 10th? What does a senator do after you've wrapped up the legislative session?
Yeah, well, it'll be really interesting this year because I'm honestly not sure how these things are going to wrap up. I forgot to mention, like, with the budgets, you know, with the transportation budget, there's so much connected to what's happening even in Ukraine and the Russian, the potential of the U.S. banning Russian imports of oil. So there's so many things even happening this week with the cost of gas that might impact these transportation budgets and the operating budget that's linked to it. I honestly don't know how it's all going to turn out, but I'll find out more in the next couple of days. For me, you know, oftentimes I get a chance after the session to, one, decompress, but also I kind of travel around the district and get a chance to attend a lot of the service clubs, a lot of the luncheons and speaking opportunities and really connect with the constituents to talk about what happened in the session. And then hopefully this season we won't have a bad wildfire year, but oftentimes the summer is very busy for me interacting with officials on wildfire issues. And then just generally the public's expectations and the job is sort of year-round. And so there's a lot of important constituent work that occurs. And then before you know it, Jeff, I'm going to be transitioning right back to the listening tour again. We're having a new 12th district this year. It's undergone significant changes with the redistricting, which, by the way, the redistricting is still up in the air because of a federal lawsuit. But I'll be making a new listening tour, traveling around in the new district. And before you know it, I'll start looking ahead towards the next session. And next session is going to be big, too, because that's the start of a two-year budget cycle. And all three of these budgets, instead of doing updates like we're doing this year, we're going to have all new budgets and potentially a new legislature because of the elections that are coming up this fall. So it's going to be interesting between now and then for sure.
Fantastic. Anything else we need to get out this morning, Senator?
Well, I always appreciate the chance to connect with you, Jeff, and your KOZI listeners. You're so easy to talk to. I appreciate this forum. But if by chance people if I wasn't able to answer the questions or there's some other issue that they wanted to hear about, I welcome your listeners to reach out to me through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. And they have lots of I have lots of information on my website about the legislative activities and goings on. But if they have questions, you know, my staff, we are here to serve the people of our district. And so we do that regularly. We usually get a couple hundred emails per day during the session. But we're eager to answer any questions people may have. And then even after the session, if people want to know how things turned out or want a refresher on certain things, feel free to reach out to us through my website, that Contact Me page, and we'll get answers to your questions.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for the hard work you're doing there in Olympia. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Take care.
All right. Be well now.